the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. Well, dear listeners, it is that time of the year again when the erstwhile Asura King is supposed to fulfill his promise that he gave thousands of years ago by returning to his kingdom to inquire about the welfare of his subjects. It might sound ironic that a demon king wants to know about the welfare of his subjects. Well, I'm not talking about an ordinary demon king. I'm talking about a demon king who was wise, who was benevolent, and who was just. And he loved his subjects so much so it is said that during his reign, everyone was happy. But well, as with most of the mythological stories, the gods felt threatened and Lord Vishnu had to incarnate to banish him to the underworld. Well, as you might have guessed, the king I am talking about is King Bali, more commonly known as Mahabali or the Great Bali. So what is the significance here? Well, who else can tell us more about the story and its significance better than our dear Lord himself? So let's take a listen.
Embodiments of love. Satyamun aadharam cheskuniye. Basing on truth.
Balachakravarti pedalunu pranamga chuchukuntu biddalaga poshinchukuntu kaalam gadupthu vachadu.
Basing on the principle of truth, Emperor Bali considered all his subjects as his children and reigned that place.
Balachakravarti chala danaparudu.
Emperor Bali is
Premaswarupudu,
the embodiment of law.
Satya Bhaskarudu.
And then he shines by the
brilliance. Atti Balachakravarti aanadu Kerala desamlo undatam chetane మానవులను ఎట్టి కొరతను లేకుండా తిండి తీర్థములకు గాని పుస్తకాదములకు గాని ఏ కొరతను లేకుండా జీవిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
బికాస్ కేరళ వాజ్ రూల్డ్ బై ఎంపరర్ బలి, దేర్ వాజ్ నో షార్టేజ్, దేర్ వాజ్ నో డర్త్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్, ద రేమెంట్ అండ్ షెల్టర్.
తాను దేవతలతో విజయాన్ని సాధించినాడు.
In fact, he conquered all the deities.
ఆ విజయ సింహంగా కూడాను నర్మదా నది ఒడ్డున గొప్ప ఒక వ్యాగం చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
As a sign of his victory over all devatas, he conducted a sacred ritual along the shore of the river.
విశ్వజిత్ అనేటువంటి యాగం ప్రారంభించాడు నర్మదా నది తీరమునందు.
Along the shore of Narmada River, he conducted the sacred ritual called విశ్వజిత్.
ఆ సమయంలో తల్లే,
at that time,
వామనమూర్తి జన్మించినాడు.
వామన appeared.
ఆ వామనమూర్తి కశ్యప అదితులకు జన్మించినాడు.
He was the child of Kashyapa and Aditi.
ఆ సమయమునందు ఈ బలిచక్రవర్తి యాగమునకై తాను నడిచి వస్తున్నాడు.
He was proceeding towards the sacred ritual విశ్వజిత్.
అతని నివాసం సిద్ధాశ్రమం.
He lives there in that సిద్ధాశ్రమ.
అక్కడి నుంచి ఈ యాగమునకు వచ్చుతుండగా
from that సిద్ధాశ్రమ as he was proceeding to this yaga,
అందరూ ఆశ్చర్యంగా చూస్తూ వచ్చారు.
All started looking at him with all surprise.
అతను చాలా బాలుడు.
He was so young boy.
అట్టి బాలుడైనటువంటి యొక్క వామనమూర్తిను తేజస్సు ప్రకాశిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
They could see the effulgence and brilliance adorning the face of this young boy.
ఆ ప్రకాశమే అందరిని ఆకర్షిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
That radiance started attracting everybody.
వామనుడనగా మ్యాగ్నెట్ స్వరూపమే.
Vamana symbolizes the magnet, attraction.
ఈ దృశ్యమును బలిచక్రవర్తి బిడ్డ అయినటువంటి యొక్క
దిస్ సీన్ వాజ్ నోటీస్ బై ద డాటర్
రత్నమాల చూచింది.
రత్నమాల
ఆమె చూచి, ఆహా, ఏమిటి ఈ తేజస్సు, ఏమి ఈ పిల్లవాడి యొక్క వచ్చస్సు, ఇలాంటి పిల్లవాడే నాకు పుట్టి ఉండే నేనంత అదృష్టవంతురాలను.
రత్నమాల, ద డాటర్ ఆఫ్ ఎంపరర్ బలి, వాజ్ వెరీ మచ్ మిస్టిఫైడ్ సర్ప్రైజ్డ్ వాచింగ్ ద బ్యూటీ అండ్ ద బ్రిలియన్స్.
అతన్ని పోషించి లాలించి పాలించి అనేక రకములుగా కూడా ఆడించేటువంటి దానిని.
He wanted to have a child of that type so as to foster that child.
అలాంటి బిడ్డ నాకు లేకపోయే కదా అని చింతించింది.
In fact, she was feeling so sorry that she didn't have a child of that type.
ఈ లోపల,
in the meantime,
వామనమూర్తి
వామన
బలిచక్రవర్తిని పాతాళలోకమునకు త్రొక్కాడు.
Yes, subdued. He has put down Emperor Bali to Patala.
ఆ దృశ్యమును చూచినటువంటి యొక్క రత్నమాల, చీ, ఇలాంటి దుర్మార్గుడు నాకు కొడుకు కావాలని ఆశించినానా? లేదు, నేను విషపాలు ఇచ్చి చంపి ఉండేటువంటి దానిను అనింది.
రత్నమాల ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ మచ్ అషేమ్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాయ్ హూ వాజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫార్ ది ఎంపరర్ బలి బీయింగ్ సెంట్ టు దట్ పాతాళ అండ్ ఫెల్ట్ వాట్ ఎ షేమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ వర్ టు హావ్ ఎ చైల్డ్.
వామనుడు ఈ దృశ్యమును చూచాడు.
And Vamana noticed this scene.
Tathastu annadu.
He said, let things happen that way.
Bhagavantudu eppudu kodanu evari sankalpamulu evari bhavamulu ye vidhamainatluga untundo danikanta aashirvadistu vastuntadu.
God blesses all your sentiments and feelings and your thoughts.
కనుకనే మనం మంచిని తలచాలి.
సో వీ షుడ్ థింక్ గుడ్.
భగవంతుడు లేని స్థానం లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్లేస్ వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో
సర్వత్రా నిండినటువంటి వాడు భగవంతుడు.
గాడ్ పర్వేడ్స్ ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్.
సర్వత పాణిపాదం తత్సర్వతో చీ శిరోముఖం సర్వత శృతిమల్లోకి సర్వమా వృత్తిస్థితి. ఎక్కడ సూచన ఉన్నటువంటి భగవంతునికి ఒకరు దాచడానికి వీలు కాదు.
He has his got his feet, the ears and the hands spread all over the world. You cannot hide him at a spot.
అమ్మ రత్నమాల, నాకు మొట్టమొదట నీ పాలునిచ్చి పెంచాలని ఆశించావు.
రత్నమాల, ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ యూ వాంటెడ్ టు ఫీడ్ మీ.
దేహాభిమానం చేత నీ తండ్రిని పాతాళలోకం తొక్కడం చేత నీకు క్రోధం ఆవిర్భవించింది.
యు ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యూరీ అండ్ యాంగర్ బికాజ్ ఐ హావ్ పుట్ డౌన్ యువర్
ఫాదర్. విషపాలు ఇచ్చి చంపాలని చింతిస్తున్నావు.
యు రియల్లీ వాంటెడ్ టు కిల్ మీ.
కనుకనే నీవు ద్వాపరయుగములో పూతనగా పుట్టి నాకు పాలు ఇచ్చి విషపాలు చేత నీవు మరణించుగాక అని శపించాడు.
And he has blessed Ratnamala this way. Let you be born in Dwapara age in the form of Putana and die after feeding me with your poison.
కనుకనే ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను సత్సంకల్పమును అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
It is necessary the modern man to develop truthful thought.
ఏ సంకల్పమును చేసినప్పటికీ భగవంతుడు తెలియక తదాస్తు 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 అని ఆశీర్వదిస్తుంటాడు.
Unknowingly you may entertain certain thoughts, but God would bless you to things happen that way.
కాని ఈ యొక్క పవిత్రమైన గుర్తించుకోలేని మానవులు అనేక రకములైనటువంటి చింతనలు చేస్తుంటారు.
మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు నో ద సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ ద డివినిటీ అండ్ యాక్ట్స్ యాజ్ పర్ హిస్ విమ్స్ అండ్ ఫాన్సీస్.
కనుక మనం నిరంతరం కూడా మంచి చింతన చేయాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నెసెసరీ టు థింక్ గుడ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్.
సీ నో ఈవిల్ సీ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్.
సీ నో ఈవిల్ సీ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్.
హియర్ నో ఈవిల్ హియర్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్.
హియర్ నో ఈవిల్ హియర్ వాట్.
టాక్ నో ఈవిల్ టాక్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్.
టాక్ నో ఈవిల్ టాక్.
థింక్ నో ఈవిల్ థింక్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్.
థింక్ నో ఈవిల్. You will think what is
do good. Know you will do what is good.
Do know you will do
this
what is
good. This is the way
good.
To God.
This is the way to God.
Bali Chakravarti,
Emperor Bali,
Vamana Murtiki,
to Vamana,
Mooda Adugulu Danam Adigina Cheyatam Vachindi,
who gave in charity the 3 footsteps.
Bali Chakravarti Goppa Raju.
Bali is a great emperor.
Mahatyagi.
He is the one who sacrificed.
Parama Bhaktudu.
An ordained devotee.
అలాంటి పరమభక్తుడైనటువంటి దీనికి వామనమూర్తి చిన్న వాడు అయి వచ్చాడు.
వామన ఆస్క్ ఫర్ ఎ సింపుల్ థింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఎంపరర్.
ఈ చిన్న రూపంను ఎందుకు ధరించాడు వామనుడు?
వామన వై షుడ్ హి కమ్ ఇన్ దట్ వార్ ఫామ్.
భిక్షమడిగేటువంటి వాడు చిన్నవాడే కానీ పెద్దవాడు కాదు.
ద వన్ హూ ఆస్క్ ఈజ్ స్మాల్, హీ కెనాట్ బి గ్రేట్.
కనుకనే బలచక్రవర్తి గొప్ప మహారాజు.
Bali is a mighty emperor.
Chakravarti degariki bichchamadukodaniki vachinappudu Narayana Murthy kudanu chinna vaadayyadu.
Narayana Murthy, God himself, came in a small form because he came there to beg.
Lakshmi vahinamu lakshmi endi undunnaga anaga pachivahana nariki achchi vachamande undaga bichchametini yede bidipadika.
Vishnu himself, who has got the bird as a chariot and the goddess of wealth right on his chest, why should he ask for anything?
Kanaka bhagavantudu kodanu chinna vaadiki ainappude vichchametitu vachadu.
God also has taken a small dwarf form because he wanted to beg.
Aa chinna vaani paadavulu marinta chinnavi.
And what he asked is still smaller.
Moodu adugulu maatrame aigaadu.
Just he asked for 3 footsteps.
Kaani mullokamulanta saadhinchadu.
But yet he could win over all the 3 worlds.
Shukracharyudu cheppadu.
Shukracharya, preceptor, said,
Bali Chakravarti yokka guru.
He is the preceptor of Bali.
Bali itaru samanyudu kaadu.
Bali is not an ordinary one.
Sakshat Narayana Murthy.
He is God himself.
Nee athaniki maata ivvaddu.
Don't give a promise.
Daniki Bali Chakravarti cheppadu.
Bali answered this way.
Ichina maatanu tappalenu.
I will never withdraw my promise.
మాట తప్పినేని మరినడు అవుతాడా?
ఇఫ్ ఐ గో బ్యాక్ బై ది ప్రామిస్ గివెన్ కెన్ ఐ బి ఎ కింగ్? నో.
కనుక నేను ఇచ్చాను మాట.
ఐ గివ్ ది ప్రామిస్.
ఏమైనా సరియే నేను తప్పకిస్తానన్నాడు.
కమ్ వాట్ మే ఐ విల్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ మై ప్రామిస్.
కనుక భగవంతుని యొక్క వాక్యములకు అడ్డు తిరిగేటువంటి వ్యక్తిని చాలా తక్కువ.
In fact, there were very few or none who would transcend disobey God's utterances.
వామనుడు అడిగినట్టుగా ఇచ్చాడు మూడు అడుగులు.
Emperor Bali gave three footsteps in response to the request of
Vamana. ఒక్క అడుగు భూలోకమంతా అయిపోయింది.
With one footstep he occupied the whole
earth. భూర్భువస్వః.
భూర్భువస్వః.
ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకమంతా కూడా ఒక పాదములకు చేరిపోయింది.
ది ఎంటైర్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ బై జస్ట్ వన్ ఫుట్ స్టెప్.
సువహ.
సువహ.
భూర్భువస్వహ.
భూర్భువస్వహ.
భూవం అనగా భావముతో కూడినటువంటి ఒక లోకము.
ద భూవర్ రిఫర్స్ టు ద రెల్మ్ ఆఫ్
అదే మైండ్.
దట్స్ ద మైండ్.
సువర్లోకము.
సువర్లోక.
అదే ఆత్మతత్వము.
దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్.
కనుకనే మెటీరియల్ లోకము,
one the material
భావలోకము,
the realm of thought,
ఆత్మలోకము,
and that is the
మూడు చేరి ఒక్కటే.
The matter, the thought and ఆత్మా are one.
కనుక భగవంతుని యందు కేవలము అనంతమైనటువంటి శక్తి కలదు.
God is infinite in his power.
ఇటువంటి శక్తిమయుడైనటువంటి భగవంతునకు ఏది సాధ్యం కాదు.
What is it that's not possible to God who is so powerful?
కేరళ దేశము మహాత్యాగ భూమి.
Kerala is the land of sacrifice.
భక్తి ప్రపత్తులకు ఆటపట్టు.
It is the center of all devotion and steadfastness.
త్యాగమునకు పుట్టినిల్లు.
It is the birthplace of sacrifice.
ఎట్టి బిచ్చగాడైనా కూడాను తనకు తగిందంటూ బిచ్చమిస్తుంటాడు.
Any needy person would receive the alms that he would
ask. ఎవడు లేదు అని చెప్పేటువంటి వ్యక్తి లేదు.
Nobody would deny the alms to anyone who approaches.
అటువంటి పుణ్యభూమి యందు,
the land of merit,
బలిచక్రవర్తి పుట్టాడు.
That was the birthplace of Emperor Bali.
ఈ బలిచక్రవర్తికి,
for this Bali,
గురువు శుక్రాచార్యుడు.
The preceptor happened to be Shukracharya.
ఈ శుక్రాచార్య గురువాజ్ఞ కూడాను మీరి,
in fact he disobeyed his guru.
దైవానికి అర్పితం చేశాడు.
He surrendered himself to God.
దైవానికి అర్పితం చేసినటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఒక్క బలిచక్రవర్తి.
Emperor Bali is the only one who has surrendered Bhudanamu, to God.
Godanamu, Annadanamu, Sarvadanamu, Suvarnadanamu, Anni Danamulu Chesevaru Unnaru.
In fact, there are many people who would offer in charity the cow, the food and
clothing. Chakravarti Tanantane Danam Chesukunnadu.
Emperor Bali has surrendered himself to God.
Atti Punya Bhumi Kerala Desham.
Kerala is Punya Bhumi, the land of merit.
Vanamali Radha Ramana గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద నీలమేక సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద నీలమేక సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద నీలమేక సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద నీలమేక సుందర నారాయణ గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధా రమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద భక్త హృదయ మందార భానుకోటి సుందర 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 నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నందనంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద వనమాలి రాధారమణ గిరిధారి గోవింద భక్త హృదయ మందార భానుకోటి సుందర భక్త హృదయ మందార భానుకోటి సుందర నంద నంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నంద గోపవృంద నారాయణ గోవింద నారాయణ గోవింద నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరి హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరి హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోపాల హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరే హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ జై జై గోవింద హరే హరి నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ నారాయణ జయ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ 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 హరి నారాయణ 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 హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ డియర్ లిసనర్స్. ఎస్ our Bhagwan so beautifully described the story and the significance of events in the story. Let's now move on to the next phase where we discuss how the festival is celebrated in the state of Kerala. Now, India is a large country with 36 states including the union territories. So isn't it amazing that we have up to 57 spoken languages in India? Well, indeed the cultural variety in this country is simply mind-blowing. And then there is Kerala, which is a small state at the southern part of India, where the spoken language is Malayalam, wherein the festival of Onam is celebrated in the beginning of the month of Chingam, the first month of the Malayalam calendar. This corresponds with the month of August and September according to the Gregorian calendar. And the whole festival lasts from 4 to 10 days. The scholars say that the festival have toned down a lot in the present time. In fact, in earlier days, the festival was celebrated for a month and much more lavishly. So nevertheless, Onam is still celebrated with gaiety and joy on all the 10 days of the festivities. There are set rituals for each day and the traditional people of Kerala very dutifully follow them. Of all these days, the first day called Attam and the 10th day called Thiruvonam are the most significant ones. The 9th day called the Uttradam is also considered to be extremely important from the point of view of celebrations in several parts of the state of Kerala. So due to the popularity and presentation of rich culture of the state during the festival, Onam was made the national festival of the state of Kerala in 1961. It is celebrated with elaborate feasts, folk songs, elegant dances, energetic games, elephants, boats and flowers, and all of this makes this festival a beautiful sight to behold.
കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ സായി നിൻ വെളിച്ചം കാണണേ, സായി നിൻ വെളിച്ചം കാണണേ, നിൻ കടമിഴിയൊഴുക്കിൽ മുഴുകണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ. വെണ്ണിലാവിൽ പലിയണേ സായി, വെണ്ണിലാവിൽ അലിയണേ നിൻ സ്മൃതിയാം, വെണ്ണിലാവിൽ അലിയണേ നിൻ സ്മൃതി എന്നിലാത്മസുഖമായി, അലിയണേ എന്നിലാത്മസുഖമായി, അലിയണേ എന്നുമെന്നും ഏതു നേരവും, എന്നുമെന്നും ഏതു നേരവും അമൃത കഥാശ്രവണ സുഖമരുളണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ. വളരുമം വിളി കലയല്ലേ, വളരും അമ്പിളി കലയല്ലേനി, വളരുമം വിളി കലയല്ലേനി, തളരാത്ത പുകളല്ലേ നിത്യ നൂതനം. വളരുമം വിളി കലയല്ലേനി, തളരാത്ത പുകളല്ലേ നിത്യ നൂതനം. പൂർണമാം നിൻ അവതാര മഹിമ, പൂർണമാം നിൻ അവതാര മഹിമ, അനഘമായെന്നുമെന്ന് മനം നിറയണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ സായി നിൻ വെളിച്ചം കാണണേ, നിൻ കടമിഴിയൊഴുക്കിൽ മുഴുകണേ സായി. കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കണ്ണടച്ചാലും, കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കണ്ണടച്ചാലും, കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണു തുറന്നാലും കാണണേ, കണ്ണടച്ചാലും കാണണേ.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So right from day one of the festival of Onam, which is called the Attam, people start making the pukkalam, the exquisite flower mat, which starts from this very day of the first day and continues till the 10th day, which is the Thiruvonam. Now, snake boat race or Vallam Kali is another most important spectacle of Onam. Here a large number of snake-like long boats embellished with festoons, silk umbrellas and gold coins present a charming spectacle in the river of Pamba in Aranmula. And these boats are oared by more than 100 oarsmen in a rhythm provided by beats of drums and cymbals. And energy of the boatsmen passes on to thousands of spectators who come from distant places and even from faraway foreign lands to watch this event in its full grandeur. Now the grand meal that is served on Onam, which is called as the Onasadhya, gives as much delight to the sight as it does to the taste buds. It is served on banana leaf and the colorful food looks even more appetizing. The meal is served in a creative way as people of Kerala have set rules of placing different items of food on specific place on the banana leaf. Another spectacle is the Kaikotti Kali, which is women dressed in their traditional gold-bordered off-white color sari. They perform this very elegant folk dance called Kaikotti Kali, and this is the next wonderful scene from the festival of Onam. So, dear listeners, there is a lot more to Onam than words can describe. Spirit of this festival can only be felt. And if experienced once, it is cherished for a lifetime.
Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Lakshmi Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Hari Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Lakshmi Narayanam bhaje Narayanam Narayanam Vrindavanasthitam Narayanam Deva Vrindairabhishtatam Narayanam Vrindavanasthitam Narayanam Deva Vrindairabhishtatam Narayanam Dinakaramadhyagam Narayanam Narayanam Karamadhyagam Narayanam Divya Kanakambaradharu Narayanam Narayanam Bhaje Narayanam Lakshmi Narayanam Bhaje Narayanam Pankajalochanam Narayanam Bhakta Sankadamochanam Narayanam Pankajalochanam Narayanam Bhakta Sankadamochanam Narayanam Karunapayonidhim Narayanam Karunapayonidhim Narayanam Bhavya Sharanagadanidhim Narayanam Narayanam Bhaje Narayanam Lakshmi Narayanam Bhaje Narayanam Harinam రక్షిత జగత్రయం నారాయణం చక్ర శిక్షితాసురజయం నారాయణం రక్షిత జగత్రయం నారాయణం చక్ర శిక్షితాసురజయం నారాయణం అజ్ఞాననాశకం నారాయణం 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 అజ్ఞాననాశకం నారాయణం శుద్ధ విజ్ఞాన భాసకం నారాయణం నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం హరి శ్రీవత్సభూషణం నారాయణం నంద గోవత్సపోషణం నారాయణం శ్రీవత్సభూషణం నారాయణం నంద గోవత్సపోషణం నారాయణం శృంగారనాయకం 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 నారాయణం పద గంగా విధాయకం నారాయణం శృంగారనాయకం నారాయణం పద గంగా విధాయకం నారాయణం నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం లక్ష్మీ నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం హరినారాయణం భజే నారాయణం లక్ష్మీ నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం లక్ష్మీ నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం లక్ష్మీ నారాయణం భజే నారాయణం
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ డియర్ లిసనర్స్ So with that information on the story behind Onam, its significance and the way it is celebrated in the state of Kerala, we now have a satsang with someone whose voice has reverberated across Sai Kulwant Hall on many Onam occasions. If any of you listeners were here in Prashanti Nilayam during the Onam or Vishu, you would have surely heard him sing in the divine presence, and his voice is not something you can miss. You know, to all of us who were there in Sai Kulwant Hall, it really made us feel like we are at the Darbar of the Lord of the Universe listening to an angelic concert. Well, his name is Sri Kavalam Sri Kumar, and you already heard him twice during this show, including just the song that you heard just right now. So he comes from an illustrious family. His father, Padma Bhushan, Mr. Kavalam Narayana Panikkar, is an Indian dramatist, poet and theater director from Kerala. Mr. Sri Kumar himself is a classical come playback singer and a successful TV anchor who has traveled around the world singing the glory of the Lord. Mr. Kavalam Sri Kumar was born in Alappi, Kerala. He started learning classical vocal music at the age of 5 and trained under Sri Ambalapura Shivashankara Panikkar, Sri Trichur Vaidyanathan, Sri Mavelikkara Prabhakara Varma and Sri Ambalapura Tulasi. He received advanced training in Carnatic form of music under the famous violinist Sri B. Shashikumar of All India Radio, Trivandrum. He has a distinctive style of rendering classical music with keen attention to voice culture, expression and clarity of lyrics. His soulful, clear and powerful rendering of scriptures like the Ramayana, Bhagavata, Lalita and Vishnu Sahasranamam, Saundarya Lahari, Dhyana Slokas, etc. has made him a widely acclaimed musician. He represented India during the Festival of India in Russia and Japan. Mr. Srikumar has been blessed to perform in the divine presence of our beloved Lord in Prashanti Nilayam and Brindavan numerous times. So the following satsang was recorded at the Flushing Sai Center in New York on October 28, 2012, and interspersed are some divine melodies, all of course sung by Sri Kavalam Srikumar himself. Hope you enjoy the satsang and experience the spirit of Onam through these recordings.
About Swami, when I sing, it stands above all the other songs. I don't know why it happens, because maybe I get a good feeling, I get good concentration. And many a time Swami has taken over the singing, because speech is not a fluent thing for me. So whenever I sing, I get immersed and Swami takes over. I got this feeling perhaps after Swami has granted me a small cute 5-minute interview in which he has done many things for me. I'll start with that experience. It was in 98, May 18th of 1998. I happened to visit Whitefield for quite a long number of years. About 20-25 years I was suffering from tonsillitis. Every 2 months I get the infection. You can imagine a singer's throat being infected every 2 months. How nice it would be. 2 courses of antibiotics every two months. So that May 1998, that time when I was with Swami, when I came for darshan, I got just another infection. Swami gave me permission to sing inside. There is a trial session, you all know about trial session. Swami gave me a chance, because one of my Kerala friends, later he became the Supreme Court judge, Sridharan sir, he mentioned about me to Swami. When Swami came for darshan the next day morning, he asked, where is that guy from Kerala? You were mentioning about that singer. Then he said, this is the boy. Oh, this is the boy. He has sung here a lot. Many times he has sung here. Okay, the next day Swami allowed for me to sing inside. So as I told, I was having severe infection, throat infection. Again, that tonsils was severe. Sang with that tonsils for 40 minutes, and after that 40 minutes Swami told me, you have jwara. It's enough. I will see you tomorrow. So I was waiting tomorrow. Next day I was waiting. Swami came. He never looked at me. Again that evening, I knew the students, so since I have sung the previous day, so I somehow sneaked in to the thai session that day, and as soon as Swami came, I forgot to call you in the morning, forgot to see you in the morning, I was busy, Swami was very busy, now come. Then he gave me a ring and he took me inside for 5 minutes, then he started telling many things. He just asked where I am working. So I told, All India Radio. See, there are a lot of problems there. At that time there was no problem. Then he told that you have got tonsils. Then he touched my throat and now it has gone, he said. That is a golden moment for a singer. You can imagine a singer getting rid of tonsils which are troubling for 20-25 years, and after that incident only, I started singing with confidence, lot of confidence. If you have some problem in throat, then a singer can't sing with confidence. So he has given me the voice to speak, to sing. What else a singer needs? So that's the most precious moment. That was the most precious moment in my life. Thank you.
ஆயிரம் நாவினால் பாடியாலும் ஆயிரம் கைகளால் எழுதியாலும் என்னும் அபூர்ணமாய் நிற்கும் அமானுஷ சக்தியாம் சாயிஷ சத்குணங்கள் ஆயிரம் நாவினால் பாடியாலும் ஆயிரம் கைகளால் எழுதியாலும் என்னும் அபூர்ணமாய் நிற்கும் அமானுஷ சக்தியாம் சாயிஷ சத்குணங்கள் ஆதி மத்தியாந்தங்களாய் ஜகத்தின்றே ஆலம்பமாகும் சிதானந்தமே ஆதி மத்தியாந்தங்களாய் ஜகத்தின்றே ஆலம்பமாகும் சிதானந்தமே நிர்மல சேக பிரகாசம் சொரிந்து கொண்டு மராதரே போட்டிடமே நிர்மல சேக பிரகாசம் சொரிந்து கொண்டு மராதரே போட்டிடமே ஆயிரம் நாவினால் பாடியாலும் ஆயிரம் கைகளால் எழுதியாலும் என்னும் அபூர்ணமாய் நிற்கும் அமானுஷ சக்தியாம் சாயிஷ சத்குணங்கள் வெளிச்சவும் நீ அந்தனும் மூக்கனும் நேர்வழி காட்டுன நேரின்றி வெள்ளி வெளிச்சவும் நீ நோவும் ஆத்மாவினும் சாந்தனமேகுந்த சகுண சம்பந்த மூர்த்தியும் நீ நோவும் ஆத்மாவினும் சாந்தனமேகுந்த சகுண சம்பந்த மூர்த்தியும் நீ ஆயிரம் நாவினால் பாடியாலும் ஆயிரம் கைகளால் எழுதியாலும் என்னும் அபூர்ணமாய் நிற்கும் அமானுஷ சக்தியாம் சாயிஷ சத்குணங்கள் ஆயிரம் நாவினால் பாடியாலும் ஆயிரம் கைகளால் எழுதியாலும் என்னும் அபூர்ணமாய் நிற்கும் அமானுஷ சக்தியாம் சாயிஷ சத்குணங்கள்
During Onam days, one occasion I remember, Swami came out after 9:30 morning, and the devotional songs started at 6:45 or 7. I was singing for hours. He made me to practice for 2.5 hours. Then the last, just for 10 minutes, Swami came. Many such instances where I was made to sing 4 hours. One program was in the Guruvayur Appan Temple, Houston, and I had a live mridangam and a harmonium, and I thought I will sing in between the karaoke devotional songs. I thought I will sing in between some devotional songs. So after the first shloka, and I sang one song of Ganesha in karaoke. So after that song, I could feel the, somehow Swami was telling me that this is not the type of singing you should perform here. I was getting a vibe, some thought. The harmonium and the shruti which I am having was not matching. The harmonium shruti was high. So I asked the harmonium player not to play. Somehow after the first song, I asked the audience whether you can sing. They all said, yes, we can sing. They used to sing bhajans, usual temple bhajans they used to sing. Then suddenly it came, one by one, all the Swami's bhajans. Of course, without saying the Sai Naam, Swami has told that when you sing in bhajans, in mandir bhajans, you can just avoid that. So, the fellow who was sitting with the harmonium, he started playing. I stopped the shruti. I sang in the harmonium shruti. And he started singing beautifully. He was accompanying me, the harmonium and singing also he was. So that went on for 2 hours. They never wanted to stop.
Om Karam Bindu Samyuktam Nityam Dhyayanti Yoginah Sargama Badani Sanidabhamagaresa. Omkaram Bindu Samyuktam Nityam Dhyayanti Yoginah Kamadam Mokshadam Chaiva. Omkaraya Omkaraya Namo Namah. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Namanti Rishayo Deva Namanti Apsarasa Ganah Naran Namanti Devesham Nakaraya Namo Namah Nakaraya Namo Namah Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Mahadevam Mahatmanam Mahadhyanam Parayanam Mahapaparam Devam Makaraya Makaraya Namo Namah Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Shivam Shantam Jagannatham. Shivam Shantam Jagannatham Lokanugraha Karakam. Shivam Ekapadam Nityam. Shivam Ekapadam Nityam Shikaraya Namo Namaka. Vahanam Rishabho Yasya Vasuki Kandabhushanam Vame Shakti Dharam Devam Vakaraya Namo Namaka. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Namah Shivaya. Yatra yatra sthido deva sarvam vyapi maheshwara. Yatra yatra sthido deva sarvam vyapi maheshwara. Yo guru sarva devana yakaraya namo namah. Shadaksharamidam stotram yapadhet shiva sannidham. Shadaksharamidam stotram yapadhet shiva sannidham. Shivalokam avapnoti shivena sahamodati hariyo. Namah Shivaya 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 hariyo. 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 Namah Shivaya hariyo.
The most recorded a lifetime achievement. You have all watched the Jagatodhara video singing before Swami. That was a Vishu day. So 2 days before that, I was singing along with famous singer of Kerala, Madhu Balakrishnan. We were both singing together for 1 hour, and 2 days after that, I was so greedy. Then I thought I should get one more chance to sing at least one song during the Vishu day. So that day, it was a big orchestra. So many instruments were there. So Swami was sitting. And after half an hour it stopped and Swami got up, the program was over. Swami gently came and he distributed all the clothes to everybody. And just before he came before me, it was finished. The clothes were finished and he told, I have to give him, bring clothes from inside. So Swami waited till then and he gave him the cloth. He just threw it to me in a powder. It was like a lightning. Swami himself has sung. He has chosen the song also. Because the orchestra piece was, it was in 2 and a half, D sharp or I think it is E. So that right song should come. I don't know how it came. The song came and it was perfect. They all accompanied me. First time in, I'm getting such a big veena, mridangam, khatam, violin, tackle, what not, everything was there. So, while singing, I don't know how that video also was taped. That is a treasure, no. During the end of the song, Swami was discussing something with the musician sitting along with me. Swami has sung this song 40 years back for a devotee's marriage. Those days Swami used to sing concerts. He used to sing rare Tyagaraja Kritis and he said, I was sung just to make me happy. He was discussing about this song after the singing. That's Swami's grace. He has given me that opportunity. Whenever Swami approves something, that's enough for the devotees. Once I was singing a lot of devotionals and at the end of the concert, that was in 2008 or so. At the end of the performance, I sang one Meera Bhajan. That was in a rare raga called Anandavalli. Suddenly, my friend, Mr. T.S. Radhakrishnanji, is a composer. He has told me one raga. You try singing this Meera Bhajan in this raga. Suddenly, I started singing this and before Swami was going, he said, and the Meera Bhajan romba nanna iruka. Before that, I was singing so many things. But when you sing Meera before Swami, Swami melts. That is Krishna himself.
జగదోధారణ అడిసిద యశోద జగదోధారణ అడిసిద యశోద యశోద జగదోధారణ అడిసిద యశోద జగదోధారణ అడిసిద యశోద జగదోధారణ
session. After 3 months, Onam came in Puttaparthi. Before that, I had never sung in the hall, that hall inside Puttaparthi. Only that Kulwand hall, I have sung one or two songs. So that Onam, the state president, telephoned me just before, 10 days before. He told that Mr. Unnikrishnan was supposed to sing for Onam and he went to states. He had agreed to come, agreed to perform during Onam. And then he asked me, whom should we call? I said, I'll think about it. And then after 10 minutes, he again telephoned and said, otherwise you sing, is it? Okay. And that time before singing, I was waiting behind the hall where Swami used to come from, back of the hall. And I was just praying, closing my eyes, and suddenly somebody was touching my finger, and I opened and saw it was Swami, and he asked, who gave this ring? I said, it is Swami only gave. Summa chocha, he said. Simply I asked, And it touched my other finger and went. After I was singing the last bhajan, there was a bhajan, Om Namah Shivaya. So when that bhajan was going on, I could see Swami coming to the stage. I could see some prabha of greenish light. I could see he was creating that green ring. That was Swami's second gift within a gap of 3 months. So that was too much.
Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Gangadhara Tripuresha, Om Namah Shivaya, Jadadhara Maheshwara, Om Namah Shivaya, Gangadhara Tripuresha, Om Namah Shivaya, Jadadhara Maheshwara, Om Namah Shivaya, Kailasavasa Natana Priya, Om Namah Shivaya, Kailasavasa Natana Priya, Om Namah Shivaya, Saishwara Kripamaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Saishwara Kripamaya, Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Gangadhara Tripuresha, Om Namah Shivaya, Jadadhara Maheshwara, Om Namah Shivaya, Kailasavasa Natana Priya, Om Namah Shivaya, Saishwara Kripamaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Saishwara Kripamaya, Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
I met Swami when I was 5. Thrice he has visited Alleppey, my hometown, and he was staying with my aunt's house. Famous actress Lalita. Lalita's husband is my uncle. Now both of them, they are no more. So I still remember Swami's speech and Swami's bhajans that I heard when I was 5. Raja Reddy, a famous Swami's devotee, he was singing those days. Those famous bhajans like Gangadhara Gauri Mahesha, Harihara Bol, Harihara Bol, the Jai Jai Vandi bhajans. He was singing beautifully. Still it is in my mind. How many years back? 40 and odd. After that many years there was a gap. While studying I used to visit Mookambika temple. I used to stay there many days. Once I stayed there 40 days. And they used to call me whenever they see me, the pujaris and Patukara. They used to call me like that, Patukara. So one day in Puttaparthi, after the Onam celebration, there is a Pada Namaskar to all the doctors who come for service. So I was also made to sit in that queue. I was in the first in the queue and the Swami came. While Swami was coming from the mantir, he just called, "Ha, Patukara." And he just went after that. I didn't understand why he was calling like that. Again, after 2-3 days, I was thinking, why he is calling? And as you all know, is Mukambika everywhere. Just one word, Patikara. Only I could understand. Nobody else sitting around me was, they didn't know anything. As if they are, oh, you are a singer, that's why Swami has called Patikara. They only know that. Again, after all the Padamskari, again came to that first line. Ethana Pashangal irukku. I couldn't understand the Tamil Pashangal immediately. So he waited for my answer, just like, you know, Shakuntala was looking back like that. And I said to Bodhma, till now I don't understand why, yes. No, there will be some meaning. You never say a word without any, you know, inner meaning. It should have some, but sometimes we are not able to understand. It draws you near to the feet of Swami. So I told you, when Swami gave me an interview, he told me regarding my job. Just asked the beginning, where is your job? I said, Akashwan, all in the radio. Anga romba asuya. He said, there is some problem with your job. Okay, I will set right everything. At that time, there was nothing, no problem. It was in 98, 2001 or 2002, I started doing a music appreciation program in one of the Malayalam channels, directly. I was doing along with the famous music director, M. Jayachandran. We were doing together, discussing about ragas. It was called Ragotsava. It went for 4 or 5 years, some 500 episodes. So in between, some people in my office wrote to my Delhi boss that I was going to other channels and doing programs without permission. And suddenly 2003, one suspension came. I was very happy. Swami has told me in 98 that there will be a problem. I sat quiet for 1 year. I did music only. I did not request to take me back. Nothing I told. Other 4 people were suspended along with me. They all were panic. They all were doing that. I won't go hereafter. I won't go to anywhere. They are given writing and they just got into service. After 1 year, they posted me in Bombay. And after that, after writing a letter to Swami, I took voluntary retirement. Swami, now I can't be with the organization. The organization has given me everything. In fact, I started my Adhyatma Ramayana reading when I joined in 1985 All India Radio. Swami has given me an opportunity to be known as a Ramayana reader. That also he has given me. Ramayana is very difficult to render. You all know the Sundara Kandam is the most challenging portion in Ramayana. So Swami has given me many opportunities to read such epic Mahabharata, Mahabhagavata, Bhagavad Gita. Such things I got the opportunity to read when I was in All India Radio. Because suddenly somebody will come with some shloka, some poem. It has given me a lot of opportunities, a lot of experience. Finally I took vyas. So after that only I was able to concentrate in music. Until then it was a part-time. So after that, music became part and parcel of my life.
Hari Har Bol, Hari Har Bol, Hari Har Bol, Hari Har Bol, Hari Har Bol. Mukunda Madhava Govinda Bol,
Mukunda Madhava Govinda Bol,
Mukunda Madhava Govinda Bol,
Mukunda Madhava Govinda Bol,
Keshava Bol. മുകുന്ദ മാധവ ഗോവിന്ദ
ഹൃദയം കൊണ്ടാരതി അരോ
హృదయం కొండారు సాయినాథ ఆలోచన మనసి ఆనందకందం శ్రీపాద సేవనం కర్మ జ్వలనం శ్రీపాద సేవనం కర్మ జ్వలనం ఆవాణి శ్రవణం సంకట హరణం ఆవాణి శ్రవణం సంకట హరణం ఆలోచనామృతం సాయి భావం మారోమలే సాయి నినకారతి హృదయం కుండారతి ఆరోమలే సాయి Sai Na.
Charitam Ananda Bharitam Saisha Charitam Ananda Bharitam Saisha Charitam Ananda Bharitam Saisha Charitam Ananda Bharitam ആർത്തത്രാണപരായണ നരനാരായണ പാലയ പരിപാലയ സായീശ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം ആർത്തത്രാണപരായണ നരനാരായണ പാലയ പരിപാലയ സായീശ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം ശിവകരൻ ശ്രുതജനനായകൻ മായാമയൻ അനാമയൻ അഭയദൻ മാധവൻ ശിവകരൻ ശ്രുതജനനായകൻ ശുദ്ധിയിൽ അവതരിച്ചു പത്തിയിൽ പരിണമിച്ച് ശുദ്ധിയിൽ അവതരിച്ചു പത്തിയിൽ പരിണമിച്ച് വിശ്വവിജയമാചരിച്ചു മാനവ സേവ യാഗപരായണ നരനാരായണ പാലയ പാലയ സായീശ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം ആർത്തത്രാണപരായണ നരനാരായണ പാലയ പരിപാലയ സായീശ ചരിതം ആനന്ദ ഭരിതം വേദസ്വരൂപന പ്രേമാഭിരാമന വേദസ്വരൂപന പ്രേമാഭിരാമന ആതുര സേവകനായ അവതരിച്ചു ഗാനാമൃതം സായി ഗാനാമൃതം సులభం సారి గానామృతం అమానుషం గానామృతం అమానుషమ సులభం గానామృతం అమానుషమ సులభం ఆగమం త్రిభువన విజయ విజ్ఞాపనం ఆగమం త్రిభువన విజయ విజ్ఞాపనం సుదిలయ సమన్వయం సుజన మన మేళనం సుదిలయ సమన్వయం సుజన మన మేళనం సుకృత పరమభినవ ముదారం సమానరగితం కృపాముఖరితం విమోహనం విరాజనం జయ సాయీశ శరీరం ఆనందరితం వార్తత్రాణపరాయణ నరనారాయణ పాలయ పరిపాలయ సాయీశ సత్య సాయీశ షిర్డి సాయీశ శరీరం ఆనందరితం ఆనంద.